Thank you for tuning in to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of Sunday, October 22nd's church service, with a message from Pastor Ripley and music from the worship team. God bless.
We're so happy to have a newly wed couple, their first Sunday as a married couple, Xavier and Leah. Let's give them a warm welcome. We're so excited for them as they have been newly married. And she, of course, is heading back to Mexico in a few weeks. We're thankful. We are preparing a gift for them. I know that you've already given them gifts, but we got another big gift that's coming for them next week. And we're excited for their journey together. Thank the Lord for that. So we give God praise. Brother Gary's going to come and open up the service this morning. God bless him as he comes.
How are you all this morning? That's good. Psalms 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servant of God, of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from the forth and the forthcoming, from the rising sun and the setting. And the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens, who is like the Lord our God, who is seated in the high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit in, with a prince and princes of his people. He gives barren woman a home, makes her joyful, mother of a child. Praise the Lord. We got so much to be thankful, Lord. In this country, what you see is happening in Israel. And I mean, it says right in here, he's watching over that. He knows every little thing. So we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for them Israelites. We pray for Hamas, Lord Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you would touch each and every one of them. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that nation, over Israel, Lord. Lord, I can't imagine what they are going through. But Lord, all we can do is pray for them. So I pray for Israel right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, beautiful people. Can you stand up and let's praise the Lord?
Thank you.
are the one and only God, Lord. You are the great I am. We thank you, King Jesus, for bringing us from death to life. Thank you, Father God, for the cross. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. Abundantly, we worked than we all worked. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing grace, how
Going to let the children make their way to Children's Church this morning. All the little ones, if they could make their way to Children's Church. I know God is going to bless them as they listen to the message. How many know there's a message for adults and there's a message for children? And we thank the Lord for that. This morning, if you have your Bibles, if you could turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. And I want to share for quite a few moments on praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many can lift their hands this morning and praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have in this country, in freedom so far, to be able to open up our mouths and praise the Lord. Praise refers to lifting God up. Lifting God up. It is the joyful recounting of what God is doing for us. Let me say that again. It is the accounting of what God is doing for us. Do you believe that God is doing something for you this morning? Do you believe that God is manifesting Himself to you day by day by day? He is. Praise is the acknowledgement of all the wonderful, righteous deeds of God. Let me say that again. Praise is the acknowledgement of all the wonderful, righteous deeds of God. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you for your word this morning. I pray as we go through these scriptures that you will speak to us, that you will minister to us. Father, I pray that we will leave this house changed by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the ministry of your precious word. Father, I pray against every work of the enemy, every device of Satan. I come up against it by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we shall overcome by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And so, Father, I just commit this message into your faithful hands this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before I get into the message this morning, I want to say that we need to keep praying for Israel. Before I get into the message this morning, I want to encourage you to keep praying for Israel. I was watching a brief program last night about how the massacre took place. How many of the Jews from that music concert went into these safe houses along the route where the concert was. They are specific houses in case of bombings and such things. And they squeezed into those safe houses. Some of them had upwards of 30 people squeezed in. You know what the terrorists did? There's a small opening in the doors of those safe houses to allow oxygen to come in. They took grenades and they just tossed them into those safe houses. Those grenades had nails and all kinds of apparatus. One victim said that he survived by simply hiding under the body parts that had been destroyed through these grenades. Friends, let me tell you something. We need to be praying about this war that's happening in the Middle East. We need to be lifting it constantly to God in the name of Jesus, because there are so many things happening, so many end time prophecies even now being fulfilled, and we need to be praying and asking the Lord to help us in the midst of this situation. So I just want to put that out there this morning as you are praying and seeking the face of God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, by him, let us occasionally, when we feel like it, when we think it might be the right time to do it. No, that's not what it says. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. I like the word continually. That means it doesn't just happen on Sunday morning. It doesn't just happen when the feeling hits us. But day by day, week by week, month by month, our hearts are lifting praise to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Lifting praise to God. You know what the Bible says? The fruit of our lips. The fruit of our lips this morning. In other words, praise is not something we just think in our heads. How many know you can pray in your head? Right? Just shut your mouth right now and just pray in your head. You can pray in your head. And you can praise in your head. But God wants us to open up our mouths and declare his praise. Hallelujah. Open up our mouths and lift the praises to heaven. There's something about the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to his name. Friends, that is so important. You know, praise and thanksgiving kind of go together. They're almost like brothers or sisters. They go in conjunction with one another. Where there's praise, there's thanksgiving. And where there's thanksgiving, there's praise. Now let's go to Psalm 103, beginning at verse number 1. And I want to read it from the New Living Translation. Verse 1, let all that I am praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. That means everything within me, from my heart, my mind, and my soul, is lifting praise unto his holy name. Hallelujah. That's what God has called us to do this morning. Irrespective of what we're going through, irrespective of the difficulties, temptations, or testings and trials, God wants us to open up our mouths and with our whole heart declare praise unto God. That's the calling of every believer, is to praise the Lord, to magnify his name. Verse 2, let all that I am praise the Lord, and may I never forget the good things he does for me. Can I read that again? May I never forget the good things he does for me. I want that to settle into your spirit this morning. How many here have ever griped and complained? Can I see your hand? No, that's everybody. It's so easy to gripe and complain, isn't it? It's so easy to think about all the bad things that are happening to us. It's so easy to begin to set our mind on negative things. But God is calling us this morning to recall in our hearts all the good things that he has done, that he is doing, and that he will do for us as believers. Hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pasture. Can you praise him this morning? Hallelujah. It's so easy to forget when you're going through something. It's so easy to forget all the things that God has so graciously bestowed upon us. Every blessing that we have, every good thing comes down from the Father of lights, comes down from God himself, even on a daily basis. Look to the person beside you. Do you see that person beside you? Can you thank God for that person? Come on, can you thank God for that person this morning? Come on, somebody thank God for the person sitting beside you and on the other side of you. Thank God that he has bestowed that gracious person into your life. You know what the tendency is of the human nature? Is to take for granted all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. To take for granted those things. Even the very breath that we have in our lungs this morning is a blessing from God. The very strength that God gave you to come to church this morning comes from God. All the abilities and talents that God has given to you is, I think, a blessing from God for which we need to praise the Lord. I don't think we praise him enough. I said, I don't think we praise him enough. I want to say it again. I don't think we praise God enough for all the good things that he has done for us. Praise God. Can somebody praise the Lord this morning? Can somebody lift their hands and praise the living God? Can somebody shout praise unto God this morning? I have to make a confession. I watched the Leafs last night. My brother and I, we have this thing on WhatsApp that we both are Leaf fans, and we talk about the Leafs back and forth. You know, he's in St. John, New Brunswick. I'm here in Creston, BC, and we talk about the game all from period to period. In the first period, my brother says, I give up. I'm going over to watch baseball. I said, I'm not giving up. It looked like they were going to lose. And all of a sudden, they scored one. They scored two. They tied it up. And I thought, well, they'll definitely lose in overtime. That's how it works. And, you know, they scored in overtime. And I shouted. I'm being honest this morning. I shouted. I don't know if, Gina, you heard me. He's guard! It doesn't happen very often. And I thought to myself, if I can shout for a puck going into a net, how much more should I praise the Lord and not be ashamed of His voice? Hallelujah! Going to praise God! That doesn't mean that. You know how it works, right, with the Leafs. They do good during the season, and then they let you down in the playoffs. But we can't forget. You see, we can't forget the good things that God has done for us. I want you to understand how important the fruit of our lips is to God. We can't just think it. We can't just dwell on it. We need to open up our mouths and praise Him. Hallelujah. Look what it says in verse 3. He forgives all my sins. Not some of my sins, but all of my sins. Isn't that wonderful this morning? If you've got nothing to praise God for, you can praise Him that your sins are forgiven. Praise the Lord. That guilt has been removed and you have a clean slate. Praise God. It may be on a daily basis that God has to forgive us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And heals all my diseases. Do you know there's healing available to every single believer in Jesus' name? God wants to heal us, not only physically, but even emotionally, internally. God wants to heal the believer. He redeems me from death. You know, this psalm was written by David when he was running from Saul. Saul wanted to kill him. Can you imagine? He is running for his life. And the enemy was out Saul to destroy him. And David had to hide in caves. He had to go about fearing for his very life. But God was his protector in the name of Jesus. I want to declare this morning that if you're walking with God, you're not going to die until God's time. You are not going to die until it's God's timing. It's appointed unto man. I want to thank God that He protects the believer. Hallelujah. He has a shield in front of you. He is behind you and over you and within you this morning. I thank God for that. And you know, I've said this many times from this pulpit, but I believe when we get to heaven and we look back over our life, we are going to see all the instances, situations, and circumstances that God was there to protect us, yes, even from death. Even from death, protecting us. When I was in that car, as it was rolling across the road, many of you know the story that I was driving home from playing ball hockey and I fell asleep at the wheel. And as I fell asleep at the wheel going 80 kilometers an hour, my car hit the guardrail, flipped three times. I could see myself at the top of the car and the bottom of the car and the top of the car and the bottom of the car rolling across the highway. And it came to rest on the opposite guardrail going in the right direction, actually. And I was sitting in the back seat. The car was completely demolished. The first thing I thought of, you know, this car is going to explode. You know, you see the movies that blows up or whatever. I got out of the vehicle. I went to the first house. And I said, you know, I've been in a car accident. Could I call my dad? I called him. And you know the story. The first thing he said was, the insurance is going to go up. But when he saw the vehicle, he had a change of mind. You know, you say crazy things sometimes, right? We all say crazy stuff. And I remember as the ambulance came to take me away, because they said, you know, you're in shock. That you probably got some major injuries, but you're just in shock. And they put me in the back of the ambulance, and they rushed me to the Moncton Hospital. And I remember them wheeling me to the emergency room. And the doctor said, how are you? I said, I'm fine. And the doctor kind of looked at me and kind of went over everything. He said, you can go home. So I got up and went home. You know what? God spared me. Are you hearing me this morning? I said, God spared me. It wasn't my time yet. And I don't care what the devil's got up his sleeve. If your time is not yet, it is not going to happen, because God determines the time. God determines the time. And it wasn't my time. I should have died in that car. But you know what I believe? There were angels inside of that vehicle. I said there were angels inside of that vehicle protecting me as it was rolling at 80 kilometers an hour across the road. There were angelic beings inside sent by God to protect me, because my time was not yet. He redeems me from death, David said. I should have died, but God was there to protect me. I look at Brian this morning. You know what? When I see you, brother, it breathes strength into my spirit, because we all thought you were a goner. Come on, let's be honest, Brian. We thought you were a goner. And my wife said to me the other day, I seen Brian downtown. He looks full of life. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, give God praise. And of course, we can talk about Joe as well, and so many other testimonies that we could give this morning, that God is in our corner. That no matter what the devil's got going against us, hallelujah, God's with us every step of the way. David says he has redeemed me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. Verse 5, he fills my life with good things. I'm not saying that. That's what the Bible says. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. You know, that sometimes we need to do that. I'm serious. Stop right where we are and begin to count our blessings. And you'd be surprised how long the list will be when we start counting. Hello? How long that list is when we start counting those blessings. My youth is renewed like the eagles. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God restores our strength. Even on a daily basis, He is there to strengthen us. That's what this psalm is saying this morning. And this is David on the run. Running from King Saul. Running to and fro. But God was with him every step of the way. I want to end this morning with Psalm 150, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the admonition this morning from God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Right here in this house. Praise the Lord. You know, some people are inhibited in praising the Lord. Did you know that I used to be so shy? How shy were you? I'm serious. I was shy. I was so shy. How shy were you? I was so shy, I didn't even want to go to the store and get my mother milk. I had, and I still have, those chicken legs. You know chicken legs? I was so skinny that I had to run around the shower to get wet. I was so skinny that when I looked sideways, when I went sideways, I disappeared. I'm serious. But you know what? God did a work in my heart. And He put His praise upon my lips. And I opened my mouth and I began to exalt Him. Hallelujah. I began to shout praise unto His name. This is not a Pentecostal thing when we talk about praising the Lord. This is a Bible thing, hallelujah, to praise the name of Jesus. It's in the Bible, hallelujah. Boy, those people are shouting in those rallies, aren't they? Free Palestine, free Palestine. From the river to the sea, that's where Israel ought to be. That's not what they're saying. But they're shouting it, aren't they? Why can't we shout for Jesus? I said, why can't we shout for Jesus? I said, why can't we shout for Jesus and praise His holy name? He is worthy to be praised. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp, with the drums. Praise Him. With the piano, praise Him. With the guitar, praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Sounds like a noisy affair, doesn't it? But God has created us not just to worship him, but to praise him. Hallelujah. I want to challenge you this morning. I want to challenge you this morning to start your day by praising the Lord, by lifting your hands and exalting his holy name. I'm going to ask my wife, I'm going to give her full permission to say, David, it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to praise the Lord. David, it's time to lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus. Let's do it this morning. Can we lift our hands and just praise him today? Can we lift our hands and just exalt his holy name and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise him for the strength that he's given you this morning. Praise him for your wife and for your children, your mother, your father. Praise him for all the blessings he has bestowed upon you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And I want to close with verse number 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything. Did you know the mountains sing praises to God? The trees sway, and as they're swaying, they're praising the Lord. The birds that are chirping in the morning are giving God glory and honor and praise. Even your garden, as it grows from the ground up or the ground in, is giving glory unto God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And then it ends by saying, praise the Lord. You know, I remember when I was in Bible college, it's quite a few years ago, and I went up to this guy, and I said, praise the Lord, brother. And you know what he said to me? He said, no, you praise him. I thought that was a strange... I said, praise the Lord, brother. And he said, you praise him. He was obviously going through something. I didn't know what it was. He said, you praise him. But you know what? No matter what we're going through, God has called us to praise him. In the midst of whatever we're facing today, whatever difficulty we're going through today, whatever trial we may be in today, God is calling us to praise him. And let me tell you, when Saul was under that evil spirit, you know, the evil spirit that came to him that made him do strange things like throw spears at David. He was going through something early in his kingship after he had disobeyed God. And they called David to come and play before him. Now I want you to follow this morning. He played his harp, David, and sang unto the Lord, and that evil spirit departed. Are you following me this morning? If there's something from Satan that is oppressing you or one of your friends or whoever it may be, if they're a believer and they start to praise the Lord and sing unto God, that evil spirit is going to have to leave, because praising unto God brings God's presence. Hallelujah. And the devil can't stay where God is. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I just want to share this last illustration. I remember one time when we were living in Toronto, we would make the trek to New Brunswick, where my dad, mom and dad lived. And I don't know how far of a drive it is, what, 15 hours or whatever it is from Toronto to Moncton, New Brunswick. And I remember so vividly that my wife was driving the car. We were going through Quebec, and we were entering into New Brunswick. And I could remember my wife singing unto the Lord. And the car was filled. Remember that? The car was filled with the presence of God. I awoke out of sleep. She never sleeps when I drive, but I can sleep when she drives. You explain that to me after. I was sleeping and she was driving. And I woke up and I felt the presence of God in the car, because she was praising the Lord. You remember that, right? Friends, let me tell you, He inhabits the praises of His people. When we begin to praise Him, He shows up. Hallelujah. When we begin to praise Him, He begins to do His work. The chains are broken. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The anointing comes when we praise the Lord. And this morning, that's what God is calling us to do. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.